Someone you know has probably experienced cancer, a heart attack, or stroke. The odds of experiencing one of these are high, which could result in bills for thousands of dollars in out-of-pocket expenses. How would you pay for it? With your savings? There is another option. It's called Active Care. Active Care is a supplemental health insurance policy that offers protection for covered cancer, heart attack, or stroke, and a choice of cash benefit options from $10,000 to $60,000. And with Active Care, the cash is yours to use as you see fit. Active Care is brought to you by Colonial Penn Life Insurance Company and is underwritten by Washington National Insurance Company. Get Active Care for cash, choice, and control. Visit ColonialPenn.com for more information. This is a limited benefit policy. This policy has limitations and exclusions. For costs and complete details of coverage, visit ColonialPenn.com. Someone you know has probably experienced cancer, a heart attack, or stroke. The odds of experiencing one of these are high, which could result in bills for thousands of dollars in out-of-pocket expenses. How would you pay for it? With your savings? There is another option. It's called Active Care. Active Care is a supplemental health insurance policy that offers protection for covered cancer, heart attack, or stroke, and a choice of cash benefit options from $10,000 to $60,000. And with Active Care, the cash is yours to use as you see fit. Active Care is brought to you by Colonial Penn Life Insurance Company and is underwritten by Washington National Insurance Company. Get Active Care for cash, choice, and control. Visit ColonialPenn.com for more information. This is a limited benefit policy. This policy has limitations and exclusions. For costs and complete details of coverage, visit ColonialPenn.com.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Morning Report. My name is Willie Lawson. The Morning Report is a production of FightBackMedia.com, FightBackMedia.com, FightBackMedia.com. It is a pleasure. It is Thursday. It is incredible Thursday. And it's been fun. The past 24 hours have been a gas, as a matter of fact. As you know, Nancy had her hair done. So we'll talk a little bit about that and how if that's going to make a difference, if it's not going to make a difference, and you know what, and if it does make a difference, who cares? It's funny. But what is interesting and what people should be paying attention to is that Mayor Wheeler is getting out of Portland. The mayor is bugging out. The mayor has had enough. The mayor is taking his belongings and getting up out of Portland. That, my friends, tells a story. That tells a story. And if the Trump administration is watching, you don't have to do anything at all. You just have to keep asking the question, where's Wheeler? 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 Wheeler. That's all you have to do. Wheeler. Hey, anybody seen Mayor Wheeler? No? Is he coming back? That's all you have to do. The jokes, the Saturday Night Live skit, the commercials all write themselves. Wheeler. You can see Wheeler. This chaos going on. You can see this commercial. This chaos going on. There's rioting going on. There's flames going on. Cars on fire. Police cars on fire. Fireworks going off near tall buildings. Wheeler. So if you're running for mayor of Portland, there's your commercial. It's free. You're welcome. We're going to talk about that and a couple more things this morning on the Morning Report. Again, if you want to get a hold of us, fightbackmedia@gmail.com or WLS860@gmail.com. Fightbackmedia@gmail.com. Easy to do. So we'd like to hear from you. We're also want to hear from people who are interested in documenting their in-person voting experience this time around. We want to get as much documentation down in a repository as we possibly can. Not that we don't trust how this election is going to be run. It's just that we don't trust how this election is going to be done. So we need as much documentation from around the country as we possibly can get. I'm going to take that day off, and I'm going to travel around my county documenting what I see. And maybe even talk to a few people, but basically, and you have to be careful when you're talking to people, because in most places you can't be campaigning within 100 feet of where the polling place is. So you have to be real careful about what you're talking to people about. You're just going to be asking them about their voting experience. Did they feel, was it easy to do? Were there any peculiarities? Did it get weird? Was it peculiar? That kind of thing, you know? So if you're going to talk to people, that's the only thing you need to talk about. You can't talk about who they voted for. When they're going in, you can't talk about who they're going to vote for. You can't talk about any of those kind of things. You just want to ask about the experience. I'm going to have as many of those videos available as we possibly can. All right, I'm going to buy an external hard drive just for that. I want to get one of the big 5 terabyte, you know, Mambo size external hard drives just for this project. So, again, you can email us at fightbackmedia@gmail.com or wls860@gmail.com. All right, we'll be back. Just a little bit with more of the morning program. We'll be right back. Sit right there. Don't go anywhere. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
This is your brother, Antone Tucker, better known as Tony X. The reason why you see people outside and upset is because they were led to be that way. The main goal of the liberal today is to make sure that the black feels disenfranchised because they're the ones doing it to you. And they also make sure that your white conservative brothers and sisters feel powerless to talk to you. Black history isn't in the school books. Who do you think started the educational system that is currently brainwashing our children? Jimmy Carter's administration. Why is it that when Obama was in office for 8 years, he didn't get prison reform done? See, I see people saying Trump's racist, but I see that prison reform was done. Over 90,000 black and brown brothers and sisters coming home from prison. I see opportunity zones up and running. Think about it. Black historical colleges, the most funding they've ever had in history, and it came from Donald Trump. For the politicians that think that it's okay to defund police officers, to make sure that the officers within these communities can't do their job, shame on you. And as a new leader, I'm going to tell all the leaders coming up, it's time for us to stand up and lead. Thank you for taking the time listening to me. God bless you.
Good morning. Good morning. Welcome back. Thanks so much for coming. This is this story is too funny. This story is just too damn funny. Nancy Pelosi was caught getting her hair did. You remember earlier on in the pandemic, Lori Lightfoot. I keep calling her Lori Littlefoot. Littlefoot is a character in a children's cartoon about dinosaurs. I don't know why I call this woman a Littlefoot, other than she is all of 2'9". She's really about this big. She's like a size of a black gnome. Nothing to hear there. Remember, she got her hair done, and then stopped getting her hair done and started looking more and more like Beetlejuice every day. It was scary. But Nancy Pelosi went and got her hair did while she was home on break. And she got caught. She got caught. And it's not one of those things where, you know, you saw her hair before and then you see it later and go, did somebody do her hair? No, she was actually in the salon. Videotape of her, surveillance tape or security tape in of her in the salon getting her hair done. Now, I'm going to play for you what she said as an apology of sorts and an explanation of what happened. Let me play it for you and then we'll talk about it.
I take responsibility for trusting the word of a neighborhood salon that I've been to over the years many times, and that when they said, well, we're able to accommodate people one person at a time and that we can set up that time, I trusted that. As it turns out, it was a setup. So I take responsibility for falling for a setup. And that's all I'm going to say on that. Anything else?
Now, apparently, Nancy took the word of the salon owner that they could accept one person at a time in the joint. Apparently that wasn't true. So if that wasn't true, why didn't Nancy know? Why didn't she know? First of all, it's her home state. Second of all, it's her home city, it's hometown. Should be pretty much abreast on how your city and your state is under the auspices of your nephew, how they're handling COVID-19, what they're doing with mask mandates, and what they're doing with what businesses are open. You should know that. And even if you don't, y'all know the Speaker of the House is a PA, right? Not like a public address system, you idiot, but a personal assistant, right? You know she does. I mean, she's not keeping all that stuff in her head. And she's definitely not keeping it all on her phone. Hang on, she doesn't have a BlackBerry. I gotta get my appointments in. You know that's not happening, right? She has a PA. And the PA is abreast of all those things. And the PA's job is to make sure that the speaker, that part of it, that she can get her hair done. If the speaker was a male, it would be, yes, Mr. Speaker, so-and-so is coming to cut your hair today. You've got a Botox appointment or whatever, because that's what PAs do. They're personal assistants. They make sure the schedule is right. They make sure that the official is, you know, whoever it is, whether it's an elected official, whether it's the CEO of a major corporation, they're right on point all the time. And there is a battle of that kind of thing within the PA, the personal assistant universe. So if you're the PA for the Speaker of the House, or the House of Representatives of the United States, you know, we gotta be pretty good. So I'm pretty sure that she knew. I'm really sure that she knew. But the funniest thing I saw all day was a comment, well, this comment here, of the tweet that the apology was attached to. It's just freaking hysterical. Hang on. Let me read you this response, y'all. It says, this is Will Campbell, Willpower, at Willpower on Twitter. He writes, taking the Marion Barry defense, I see. Oh, my God. If y'all don't know, Marion Barry was the mayor of D.C. and got caught smoking crack in a hotel room with a prostitute. They say he was set up. And he said he was set up. It's the same thing that, unfortunately, Andrew Gillum, part of his defense was that when he was caught drunk, on drugs, naked, in a hotel room, and you know, in South Florida, with a male prostitute and some other dude, knocked out, puking, naked, he was obviously set up. But she was set up at the hair salon. Taking the Marin Barrier defense. That's the funniest thing I've seen all day. That is absolutely amazing. So I don't know. What do you think? I don't think it matters I don't think it matters one tinker's damn. I don't think it matters at all. I think the people who are like us, who already know that these people are hypocritical beasts and will do whatever they want whenever they want because they're elites and you're not. This behavior doesn't surprise you, shock you, or even horrify you. You kind of expect it. And for those people who have a severe case of TDS, this will not be enough for them to decide that this is a bridge too far. Marion Barry defense. Oh, my God. So, does it matter? No, it's just something, frankly, it's just something entertaining for us right now. Anyway, we'll be back right after these messages. Mary Berry defense. Oh my God.
Do you care about black lives? The people that run Baltimore don't. I can prove it. Walk with me. They don't want you to see this. I'm Kim Klasick. This is Baltimore, the real Baltimore. This is the reality for black people every single day. Crumbling infrastructure, abandoned homes, poverty, and crime. Baltimore has been run by the Democrat Party for 53 years. What is the result of their decades of leadership? Baltimore is one of the top 5 most dangerous cities in America. The murder rate in Baltimore is 10 times the U.S. average. The Baltimore poverty rate is over 20%. Homicide, drug, and alcohol deaths are skyrocketing in our city. Do you believe Black Lives Matter? I do. The vast majority of crime in Baltimore is perpetrated against Black people, who make up 60% of the population. So why don't we care about our communities? The Democrat Party have betrayed the Black people of Baltimore. If the politicians walk the streets like I do, they would see exactly how their policies and corruption affects us. But they don't want to see it. They don't want you to see this. Go to any Baltimore neighborhood and ask this question. Do you want to defund the police?
No.
No.
Absolutely not.
I had 3 sons killed in Baltimore City. And I think if we defund the police office, it's going to be worse than that. So no, I'm opposed to that.
What are you going to defund the police for? Why? How do you defend your city? Your community. Families are losing people.
It's not just Baltimore. The worst place for a black person to live in America is a Democrat-controlled city. It's 2020. Name a blue city where black people's lives have gotten better. Try. I'll wait. Look at this. How are children supposed to live here and play here? Democrats think black people are stupid. They think they can control us forever. That we won't demand better and that we'll keep voting for them forever, despite what they've done to our families and our communities. Are they right? I'm Kim Klasick, and I'm running for Congress because I actually care about black lives. All black lives matter. Our communities matter. Baltimore matters. And black people don't have to vote Democrat.
I was set up. how it's set up. Anyway. Oh, one more time. I mean, one more. Former county commissioner here where I live was seen in the front seat taking $5,000 in cash from an operative, and said he was set up because he thought he was taking a campaign donation. Well, let's get some context. At the time, the maximum amount of money that any candidate could take for cash they could take for a county commissioner race was $50. It was $5,000 in cash in that envelope. The maximum amount that any individual could give you, cash or otherwise, was $500. So he thought it was campaign donation, and then it was a setup. Yeah, it was from the feds. And all he had to do was grab the envelope and go, "I can't take this," and then get out of the car. And then go to the police or go to the news media or somebody and say, they're trying to set me up and I don't know why. That would have been different. But that didn't happen. Took the money, put it in his jacket pocket. And then next thing you know, he's breaking rocks in Leavenworth somewhere. So much for the setup, right? So much for the setup. Let's talk about something that I think probably has some consequences that I don't think that we really want necessarily, but it's sort of like, in the computer world, if something is broken, especially software-wise, you may not have a fix for it, but you might have a workaround. It doesn't actually mean that the problem is solved, but you found a way to work around your problem to get to your goal. So right now, up in Portland, where the mayor has bugged out, the feds have gotten creative to sort of sidestep the Portland's district attorney. Portland's district attorney, we'll talk about it. This article is by our friend Beth Bauman, and you all know I love Beth, right? Rioting has been going on in Portland for roughly 3 months. It has been violent, downright anarchy. We saw it with the CHOP, Chaz thing zone, until it was eventually broken up. Oregon Governor Kate Brown, Democrat, and Portland Mayor Ted Wheeler, also a Democrat, both declined President Donald Trump's offer to send the National Guard in there to quell the violence. In fact, there really was no motivation for the police to arrest the people who were tagging buildings and setting fires and looting. After all, the county district attorney, Mike Schmidt, said he wouldn't prosecute those individuals in the Black Lives Matter protests. He wasn't going to prosecute them. Why arrest them, knowing full well that all was going to happen? They were going to get out of jail because there were entities that were paying for their bail, and they'd be back on the street, and nothing would come of it. Because of that one thing, the feds have sort of sidestepped the local government, which is not what we want. It is not the optimum. It's not what we want. The U.S. Marshals came in and basically deputized the entire Oregon State Police Department. All the state troopers are deputized by the feds. That means troopers have the ability to arrest somebody for a federal crime and then turn them over to federal prosecutors instead of the state or local prosecutors. The deputization took place after the sheriffs of nearby Clackamas and Washington counties and the Gresham Police Department refused to send officers to respond in riots. Their biggest reason was Schmidt's failure to prosecute rioters. The idea was, why should we put people's lives in danger if nothing's going to come out of it? Andy No wrote, the significance of this charge is that the rioters in Oregon can now be federally charged for crimes against state police officers. It was reported yesterday at or state police have been cross-deputized by the federal government. This passed by bypasses DA Mike Schmidt's catch and release policy. Hashtag Antifa. The move is actually rather genius. I don't think it's genius necessarily. It's surprising that it took this long to do. Maybe if troopers were cross-deputized earlier this summer, the riots would not have been done and will be over by now. Maybe. The reason it wasn't done is because it sets a dangerous precedent that now there is no local law enforcement. It's all federal police, the whole idea. Now, and what normally happens is once the federals people take over an area or take over a thing, you know and I know they never give it back. They never roll that back. So I understand why it was done. I don't necessarily think it's a good idea. I'm wondering. Are you wondering? Because I'm wondering. All right, we're gonna take a little break, and then we're gonna finish up with the letting you know that Ted Wheeler, the mayor of Portland, has said, "Hasta la vista, baby." We'll be back right after these messages.
This is your brother, Antone Tucker, better known as Tony X. The reason why you see people outside and upset is because they were led to be that way. The main goal of the liberal today is to make sure that the black feels disenfranchised because they're the ones doing it to you. And they also make sure that your white conservative brothers and sisters feel powerless to talk to you. Black history isn't in the school books. Who do you think started the educational system that is currently brainwashing our children? Jimmy Carter's administration. Why is it that when Obama was in office for 8 years, he didn't get prison reform done? See, I see people saying Trump's racist, but I see that prison reform was done. Over 90,000 black and brown brothers and sisters coming home from prison. I see opportunity zones up and running. Think about it. Black historical colleges, the most funding they've ever had in history, and it came from Donald Trump. For the politicians that think that it's okay to defund police officers, to make sure that the officers within these communities can't do their job, shame on you. And as a new leader, I'm going to tell all the leaders coming up, it's time for us to stand up and lead. Thank you for taking the time listening to me. God bless you.
Do you care about black lives? The people that run Baltimore don't. I can prove it. Walk with me. They don't want you to see this. I'm Kim Klasick. This is Baltimore, the real Baltimore. This is the reality for black people every single day. Crumbling infrastructure, abandoned homes, poverty, and crime. Baltimore has been run by the Democrat Party for 53 years. What is the result of their decades of leadership? Baltimore is one of the top five most dangerous cities in America. The murder rate in Baltimore is 10 times the U.S. average. The Baltimore poverty rate is over 20%. Homicide, drug, and alcohol deaths are skyrocketing in our city. Do you believe Black Lives Matter? I do. The vast majority of crime in Baltimore is perpetrated against Black people, who make up 60% of the population. So why don't we care about our communities? The Democrat Party have betrayed the Black people of Baltimore. If the politicians walked the streets like I do, they would see exactly how their policies and corruption affects us. But they don't want to see it. They don't want you to see this. Go to any Baltimore neighborhood and ask this question. Do you want to defund the police?
No.
No.
Absolutely not.
I had 3 sons killed in Baltimore City. And I think if we defund the police office, it's going to be worse than that. So no, I'm opposed to that.
What are you going to defund the police for? Why? How do you defend your city, your community? Families are losing people.
It's not just Baltimore. The worst place for a black person to live in America is a Democrat-controlled city. It's 2020. Name a blue city where black people's lives have gotten better. Try. I'll wait. Look at this. How are children supposed to live here and play here? Democrats think black people are stupid. They think they can control us forever. That we won't demand better and that we'll keep voting for them forever, despite what they've done to our families and our communities. Are they right? I'm Kim Klasick, and I'm running for Congress because I actually care about black lives. All black lives matter. Our communities matter. Baltimore matters. And black people don't have to vote Democrat.
Welcome back. We're going to finish up with, I think, probably the most interesting news of the day, that Portland Mayor Ted Wheeler is bugging out of his condo, 16-story condo they lives in Portland. There's been a lot of protester activity in you know, where he lives. And of course, he doesn't live there in that condo by himself. There are other residents. So we're going to show you a little bit of what's been going on there, and then we'll talk about something that the Portland mayor said to the president of the United States. So we will get to that. Let me show you for a second, kind of what's been going on there. Yes, you saw what I saw. In that last clip, somebody was setting trying to set fire to the building. There are people in this building. At least that person should have been charged with arson of an occupied dwelling. That's got to be a federal crime. If not, that kind of behavior is not peaceful protest. It's not an acceptable form of protest. It's not an acceptable form of First Amendment. That person was trying to kill people. That's attempted murder. That's what's going on in Portland. Now, whatever the media is saying and what other people are saying isn't going on in Portland. You saw what's going on in Portland. You just saw it with your own eyes. Please don't let people make you believe that you're not seeing what you're seeing with your own eyes. Please. Because that's what's happening. That's what's going on. Now, let's see here. So what's actually happening is that... This is from our friends at Breitbart. Portland Mayor Ted Wheeler is looking to move after protesters repeatedly targeted his condo building. He told fellow residents on Tuesday. I want to express my sincere apologies for the damage to our home and the fear that you have been experienced due to my position, Wheeler said in an email to residents of the building, according to Oregon Live. It's unfair to all of you that have no role in politics or in my administration. He reportedly told his neighbors it would be the best for me and everyone else, safety and peace, if you look for another place to reside. According to journalist Andy No, Wheeler has other properties in outside of Portland. Portland mayor, who has an Oregon beachfront house, a $1.3 million home on the West Hills, and another property in San Juan Islands, announced he is looking to move from his Northwest Portland condo after Antifa kept attacking it. Oregon Live added that Wheeler invited residents to a meeting this week that will include himself and officers to voice their concerns. Wheeler's message follows weeks of protests in Portland, some of which have trickled into his residence. On Monday, over 200 demonstrators marched to the building and set fires in the street. At one point, protesters tossed fiery newspapers into the building. And we just saw that. Antifa, and this is a tweet from Andy No, Antifa rioters set off fireworks at Wheeler's Northwest Portland condo. They've also started a large fire on the street. We saw that too. Some of the crowd broke windows, and someone appears to have lit off fireworks in the building. Some protesters are upset about this, saying it endangers the people in the building. And you heard somebody say, at a minority-owned business, then the complex police were actually coming. So there you go. As Breitbart News reported, the protest was a violent riot, and the officers struck the rioter because they resisted arrest and found the officer removing his helmet. Yeah. Now, I don't know if you can see this. We're going to try to make this work. But this is a letter. I'm going to show you the letter that Ted Wheeler sent President Trump. It's a head scratcher. It's a head scratcher. This is the letter that you can see is from the office of the mayor, Ted Wheeler, City of Portland. It was on the 28th. It says, "Dear President Trump, yet again, you said you offered aid to Portland by sending federal law enforcement to our city. On behalf of the City of Portland, no thanks. We don't need your politics of division and demagoguery. Portlanders are on to you. We have already seen your reckless disregard for human life in your bumbling response to COVID pandemic. And we know you've reached the conclusion that images of violence or vandalism are your only ticket to re-election. There is no place for looting, arson, or vandalism in our city. There is no room for racist violence or those who wish to bring their ideology of hate into our community. Those who commit criminal acts will be apprehended and prosecuted under the law. Tens of thousands of Portlanders have peacefully protested and marched for the noble cause of fixing our broken criminal justice system. They are part of a proud, progressive tradition of Portlanders fighting for justice, from racial injustice and economic injustice to environmental justice. When you sent the feds to Portland last month, you made the situation far worse. Your offer to repeat that disaster is a cynical attempt to stoke fear and distract us from the real work of our city. In Portland, we are focused on coming together as a community to solve the serious challenges we face due to systemic racism, a global pandemic, and economic recession. Stay away, please." Signed, Ted Wheeler, Mayor of Portland. In absentia, 'cause he split. When you have TDS this bad, there's nothing that can be done. Nothing can be done. When you start talking about fixing the criminal justice system, two things going on here. They've already decided that they're not going to prosecute anybody who's involved in the riots. So there's no way they're going to be able to apprehend and prosecute people to the full extent of the law, because they've already said they're not going to. When you talk about fixing the criminal justice system, the only criminal justice reform that's happened in the past, let's see, 12, 16, 20 years has been in the Trump administration. What the hell? Until this ridiculous response, I'm going to say the ridiculous response to COVID-6, we had the most booming economy ever. Ever. With unemployment, with record low unemployment for black and brown people. I use that term because they use that term. So what the hell is he talking about? Nonsense. He's talking about progressive liberal Democrat talking points while a city burns, to the point where he's leaving. Ted, people are seeing this. People are seeing what you're doing. People are hearing what you say, and they're seeing what you're doing. It's a damn shame. Anyway, my name is Willie Lawson. This is the Morning Report for September 3rd, 2020, the year of our Lord. We will be back tomorrow with more Morning Report. My birthday's coming up, y'all. I could use a chair. You hear that? I could use a chair. So if you know, if you guys want to pitch in, I'll let you know where to pitch in. If you're going to send me a chair, I'll let you know where to send it. All right, until we see you again, go out there and learn something, love somebody, and for goodness sakes, take care of yourself. We'll see you when we see you. Peace.
After my heart attack, cash from Active Care meant I had choices.
When I had cancer, cash from Active Care meant I didn't need to stress so much about money.
What is Active Care? Active Care is a supplemental health insurance policy that offers protection for covered cancer, heart attack, or stroke, and a choice of cash benefit options from $10,000 to $60,000. If you're diagnosed with cancer, a heart attack, or stroke, you could end up paying thousands of dollars or more in out-of-pocket medical bills. Active Care gives you protection at an affordable price. So, get Active Care for cash, choice, and control. Active Care is brought to you by Colonial Penn Life Insurance Company and is underwritten by Washington National Insurance Company. Visit ColonialPenn.com for more information. This is a limited benefit policy. This policy has limitations and exclusions. For costs and complete details of coverage, visit ColonialPenn.com. Someone you know has probably experienced cancer, a heart attack, or stroke. The odds of experiencing one of these are high, which could result in bills for thousands of dollars in out-of-pocket expenses. How would you pay for it? With your savings? There is another option. It's called Active Care. Active Care is a supplemental health insurance policy that offers protection for covered cancer, heart attack, or stroke, and a choice of cash benefit options from $10,000 to $60,000. And with Active Care, the cash is yours to use as you see fit. Active Care is brought to you by Colonial Penn Life Insurance Company and is underwritten by Washington National Insurance Company. Get Active Care for cash, choice, and control. Visit ColonialPenn.com for more information. This is a limited benefit policy. This policy has limitations and exclusions. For costs and complete details of coverage, visit ColonialPenn.com.